There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Watford City, North Dakota today. We'll spend some time this hour talking about things that are happening in this fine community. Any questions or comments you have on it are always welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. My name is Scott Hinnon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell's riding right alongside me here today on the program, as always. And your questions and or comments, always welcome. I gave you the phone numbers. There's also email as an option, and that is simply studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text us at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. And you're seeing them more and more and more. This company's really taken off. It's a Minnesota company, and the founder, Mike Lindell's a guest of ours occasionally on the program. Neat story, because he literally built this pillow based on input he got from going around to different events like the North Dakota State Fair. He was a regular at the State Fair and Huskfest and other things. And now this thing is the fastest selling pillow in the country. So pretty amazing. All right, listeners, get the 2-for-1 deal when you use the promo code Scott on the original classic pillow. So that'll save you a few bucks. Go to mypillow.com, promo code Scott, or you can call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. I stayed at Teddy's Residential Suites last night here in Watford City. Fine location, has that wonderful South Park Lounge in it. But, you know, the pillows are good at Teddy's, but they're not as good as MyPillow. So that's why I travel with MyPillow, too. So encourage you to do the same. One of our fine sponsors on the program. All right, Steve Holden is here. Steve is the superintendent of Watford City Schools, the McKenzie County School District number 1. We're at the Watford City High School today, which will soon be the middle school after a new high school is constructed. Steve, nice to see you again. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me. Welcome to Watford City High School.
Always a pleasure to be here. I've been here on a couple occasions before, but fun to be back as well. And I want listeners who are not aware to understand the kind of growth you're seeing in Watford City. So let's start there. Just tell me a little bit. How long have you been superintendent?
10 years.
Okay, and in that time, how are things different today versus day one?
Yeah, I like to say it really has changed. You know, in 2005, I was hired. There was a dynamic of preparing for the continued decline, and I will always remember meeting with the departing superintendent and talking about how that was going to be managed. There was plans to consolidate the two buildings, the elementary and high school, into one, and how to, you know, mitigate the continued decline. And the dynamic of the last 10 years, you know, the first 5 years kind of dealt with that, you know, hopefully just to level off and not decline so fast. And, of course, in the last 5 years, I saw the exact opposite. So both ends of the spectrum, both challenges, but it's really been an interesting dynamic. You know, the growth really started in spring 2010. We were at about 535 students. And that summer, we saw about 40-50 student growth, and we thought that was really substantial. And it continued throughout the year, and then it scaled up. And you know, we ended this last year at about 1,315 students. So, you know, it's been a tremendous change, but it's been exciting at the same time. We've tried to embrace it, look for the positives involved. We've added, you know, addition to the elementary school, a new high school. So it's been an amazing ride. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
You know, one of the stats I love is the amount of birth. I think it was in McKenzie County in the year 2000, were like 6, right?
Yep.
The entire county, there were 6 babies born.
Yep.
I mean, just think about that in an entire year. And so the real signal on growth is those youngsters, right? And the amount of families that are coming in. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, you know, we're still seeing a lot of young families moving in, and that really hasn't changed. But you go back to the day, we really struggled to say if we would hang on to 2 kindergarten sections. You know, we're down to lower 20s. You know, we ended the year this year at about 135 in kindergarten. That lower population continues to really grow and be strong, and you still see that really in the community. I think it reflects the younger workforce. that we have. So that's one of the best things, if you ask people who have been around the community for a while, when you go to a community event. We used trick-or-treating, for example, this last fall, and you see the volume of kids that are walking up and down the street. It is a kind of an eye-opener of what the change has been, and it is very much a young population. It's reflected in our enrollment, too. That's where most of our kids are.
Yeah, that's really fun to watch. No
very
question
so.
About it. That's where they're going. So that number at the elementary level, you said, or kindergarten,
yep.
Total students about 130?
Yeah, about 135. We've gotten close to about 140 at times.
All right. So is that the number you're constantly watching, saying, you know, or is that a good barometer?
It really kind of is because that number usually will stay in and grow as you go through the system. So there's that ripple effect. So whatever you bring in now will affect your sections going on through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. You're going to keep those kids usually, and you're going to grow some too, so you can kind of use that number to project. So it's a good number. It's a difficult number to come up with until really right before school starts. We do a pre-registration. Our numbers right now are very similar to a little bit up from last year at this time. But there's a lot of students that come in that August time frame. And what we always don't know is, you know, those that have departed, those that pre-registered in the spring and don't show up. So there's always an element of surprise. But the kindergarten, I think growth of any school district or the livelihood of any school district is that kindergarten number. You compare our number to our senior group. We graduated 67 seniors, you know, and we bring in, you know, 140 kindergartners. So it tells you the dynamic, which is a good one. It was inverted for many years. You know, you graduate more than you bring in. So it's good to see that number high.
Are you seeing any impacts on enrollment based on the slowdown in the oil activity?
We really haven't yet. The only thing we could say is, you know, we've grown throughout the school year in past years. This spring, maybe our growth was a little less than it's been in the past. We usually see a little bit bump in the spring. But it has not been to the level to be significant. We still have a lot of in and out, but we still enrolled a significant number of kids in April and May this last spring. So the big number I think everybody's waiting for is this fall enrollment to see where it's at. And we try to gauge as best as we can, give numbers to the board. But there is an element of mystery in what we'll find out in the fall. But even with you know, graduating 67 and bringing in, even by pre-registration numbers, should be in that 130-140 range again, we'll have growth. Will it be the 20% growth we've had in the past? You know, that's what everybody's wondering.
Right. So how long have you had that 20% growth?
It's been probably for about a good 2-3 years now. It's been right at the 20%. Before that, it was maybe in the 10-15 range. So this last school year was our biggest increase from spring to fall by far. We were at about 220. And we weren't quite ready for that number. We thought it would be about 150 or so. So it's been pretty solid. And our demographic numbers showed something similar this year. But we're all wondering if the economy is going to affect that number or not.
What do your principals tell you about, you know, the dynamic of that? Because I would imagine a lot of that growth is from kids that are new, right?
Right.
Out of the area for all the economic opportunity this year. And you got a lot of folks that obviously are, you know, been here a long time. How does that work?
It's a challenge. We tried to embrace it, you know, that diversity factor. You know, we've used that number a lot at our elementary school, the 49 countries and our 49 states and 20 countries. But as far as you got to tip our hat to our principals and our teachers around the front line, because they've had to adjust to that dynamic, and it is really a challenge. The diversity of kids that are coming in at different levels, you know, the different demographic of what their home life, and of course we have a significant homeless population, and this all that comes together, and you know, we would be remiss to say it doesn't affect education. Well, of course it does. So we've tried to adapt and adjust as best we can, but it's the in and out is probably the most difficult for them to manage. I think as your teacher, if a student leaves after 3 weeks, that's difficult. They come back a month later, and then they leave again, and they come back. And I think it's just your heart wants to work with them and provide the best education, but when it's so transient, it just really does become a challenge.
So 49 states and over 20 countries represented?
Yeah, that's what we had this fall at the elementary school, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
It really is. You know, you go back 5 years ago, diversity was if we had some Minnesota or Montana students coming in. And so it's changed completely. But, you know, multiple languages, we have translators that were hired. But it's been a good thing, too. You know, for our students for many years, you just didn't get much diversity. But now, you know, we're kind of a melting pot, and we've tried to really embrace that. It's exciting to see that different nationalities. You walk down the hallway of Watford City Elementary School and you see the different students. It's exciting, too.
Steve Holland is with us. Steve is the superintendent of McKenzie County School District number one, which obviously includes Watford City and up to Alexander, too.
We go over to Arnagard and up north to Tobacco Gardens and all the way over to Keene and down to Grassy Butte. So we're the 1,679 square miles.
Wow. And you're bussing them in from that entire turf,
huh? We have an extensive transportation system. Yes, we do.
That's pretty interesting. All right, we'll take a break here in a moment, come back, and if you have any questions or comments, you're certainly welcome as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And the mayor of Watford City, Brent Sanford, will join us. And he's talked a lot about what's happening with the schools and how important that is to housing developments as well. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And Gene Beener is going to be here. And Gene's going to tell us a little bit about some of the tours that are coming into Watford City, which are really exciting to hear about as well. So a lot to tell you about today on the program, and we're going to do that as we continue live from Watford City. We're at the high school today, broadcasting live. So stay tuned. More when we continue after a short timeout.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Hey, if you're looking for a great career and you're a technician, my friends at Polar Service Center want you to give them a call because they are hiring right now technicians at the Polar Service Center. Polar tank trailer is the number one tank trailer in America. They manufacture more of them than anywhere else. Actually, Minnesota, right smack dab in the middle of Minnesota. And they have 30 Polar Service Center locations across the U.S. where they work on Polar trailers and other tank trailers and other tank trailers as well. And right now, they're hiring. And they wanted me to tell you, they'd love it if you'd give a call. $35 an hour, Bakken wages. That's right. That's where the pay range goes up to $35 an hour. They have housing allowance. They also have townhomes, so your choice there, and a great benefit package. Give Terry a call if you're interested at 507-696-1164. I'll give that number again in a moment. And if you need a part for a tank trailer, there's not a part they don't have at Polar. Simple as that. Same thing with service. They can take care of you. Whatever it is you need. At they're, by the way, expanding soon to Williston, but they're also in Billings as well. They have the R-Stamp certification from the National Board of Boiler and Pressure Vessel Inspectors and a commitment unmatched, commitment to safety unmatched in the industry. So from inspections to racks, lining repairs to full lining replacement and everything in between. And they want me to tell you, they're much more than a trailer shop. They do truck hydraulics, wet kits, pumps, blowers. They fix all makes and models. Tank wash facility, too. A really good one. So much so, they said, hey, tell folks if they mention your name, we'll give them $100 off their first tank wash at Polar Service Center. So it's a great place to work. 507-696-1164. And they do delivery all throughout the Bakken, too, for those parts you might need. But if you're looking to work there, give Terry a call. 507-696-1164. And if you need a tank part or need some service, stop and see him, Killdeer or Billings, and tell him Scott sent you. 22 past the hour. We're chatting with Steve Holden today, Superintendent of McKenzie County School District number 1. I want to talk about some exciting stuff here, and that's the new school construction you have going on. The high school is probably the project most folks are buzzing about. First of all, tell us a little bit about it. I know the voters put it in place, but for folks that are not familiar, what are you building?
Yeah, it is a 162,000 square foot high school building that is in the long term built to be a 9 through 12 facility. But it's a building that, you know, the current high school we have was built in 1985, and, you know, education at the high school level has changed over the last 30 years. So it's a building that we're hoping to adapt and build around the education that is now at the high school level, the different opportunities that are there, and some things we haven't had in the district in the past. I know we're really excited about having an actual theater for fine arts, which is something we haven't had in our school in the past. So it's a building that we're proud of. There was a lot of design elements that went into it, and hopefully it's going to be a nice focus for the community, which, you know, high schools tend to be.
How's the construction going?
Very well. You know, we had a great winter for construction and being a light winter. Our timeline has been tight from the beginning, but we've been maintaining that timeline. So we've had the weather's cooperated. We've got a great construction team in place, and we've been able to get some great subcontracts. So right now we're on schedule, and we really can't complain much about it.
When will kids be learning in the new Watford City High School?
Right now, we're planning for a January 2016 occupancy for the building. So we're going to transition halfway through the year. We wanted it to happen at semester time. I don't know if that's going to time out perfectly. But when we did pass that vote back in March 2014, we did tell our patrons who were going to support us that we were going to try to minimize the portables. And if we build a high school and our room problems were primarily at the lower elementary, that there was a plan in place, and that we're going to shift some things around to make sure that we address the elementary space issues as well. So we want to do that in a timely manner, and so we're going to move halfway through the year. We're going to make the best of it, kind of make it an exciting event, get the kids involved. So we're very excited about it.
This is what gets me excited about what's happening in Watford City and in many places across North Dakota because of this energy renaissance. You talked about taking this job 10 years ago, meeting with the person you were replacing and talking about, okay, you know, how do you go down to one facility, right?
Right.
And shrink and schools closing and being mothballed. And now here you are building, obviously, a brand new high school, another one on the drawing board,
right,
and record enrollment in your entire history.
Right.
That's pretty exciting.
It really is. Sometimes when you're in the middle of it, you don't take time to take a step back and take a look at it. But it really has been an amazing dynamic here for the last few years. And But it is a positive thing. I know when you do move your community, mentioning the child births and so forth, that's difficult to promote, you know, families coming in or otherwise. When you have that growth and you're building schools, it does kind of cultivate the environment and promote the community. So it is a very exciting part of it. We tried to be conservative as far as the building and when we needed to do it. We filled our buildings first. We did let go of some elementary schools back in the day. We closed two outlying elementary schools during the decline, which were good moves and needed to be done. So now we're trying to have a good plan in place. Everything we do, we don't want to undo later. So we provide contingencies that you can add on, you can expand, you can react to things when possible. It's not easy to do with facilities that are, 50 to 75 year lifespan, but we're trying to do that. So I think we have a sound facility plan in place right now that is able to reach the growth numbers if they continue and allow us to adapt if they're not quite there. So.
And we talked a lot about the high school, understandably, and that one is under construction as we speak. And by the way, a magnet for a beautiful housing development around it. So, there's a lot of benefits besides educating more students in a 21st century kind of way, but for the whole community, which is pretty neat. But you've also got an elementary school on the drawing board. Tell us about that.
Well, we do. We secured some land in preparation for having to do that. And when we did have our vote, we did understand that if the numbers were going to continue, that another elementary was going to have to take place. But we knew that the high school had to be kind of the keystone of the project. We needed to get that in first, and then it would be followed by an elementary project of some kind. So that's what we're planning for now. We do need to break up the... our current elementary has six sections of K-1 and 2 and, contingencies for 7, depending on numbers, this fall. And that's just going to be too big for an elementary school. And you need to break up those sections. Ideally, you have 4 or 5 section elementary schools. So we understand that, we have a plan in place for adding another elementary school, probably a K-5. We'll leave the current a K-5, so 2 K-5s that will feed a 6-8 middle school and get us to a configuration that you more typical, I guess, in the larger environments that have multiple buildings. So we're excited about that. We're kind of ready for it. The planning's in place. We'll see where our numbers are in the fall and continue to go that route.
Is it the unknown of what your numbers are in the fall right now?
Well, it kind of is, but the tough part about planning facilities is that you can't really go too short-sighted. So if our numbers are a little short in the fall, I don't know if that derails another elementary project, because we're still looking at this as, 15, 20-year planning process. So if we delay that and then the numbers come back and then we can get behind, and I know our board is concerned about that, if we're going to take advantage of this little downturn as a breather, which we'd like to do, if we slow down on some of the planning, then we're really going to get behind again. That's what we kind of want to avoid. So I think it's going to probably go forward in the fall anyway, but it's going to kind of work through a natural progression.
Gives you a little sense of the challenging but very exciting times that are happening in a great place like Watford City. Steve, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Exciting times. Mayor Brent Sanford and Gene Veeder from McKenzie County will join us when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned for that.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Continue live in Watford City today on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Always enjoy our trips out to Watford City to find out about all the great things that are happening here. And, by the way, the haze followed me. I think it's my fault. I lassoed onto the hitch of that Ford Explorer from S&S Motors. Speaking of which, Brent Sanford is here. Hello, Brent.
Hello, Scott.
Mr. Mayor.
Again.
Nice to see you. How are you?
Great.
Gene Veeder is here. Gene is, of course, a good friend of the program, heads up the economic development efforts in McKenzie County. Hello, Gene. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
And you said that haze has been around for a while, Brent?
It has. Yeah, it kind of filled up the lake area for us over the 4th. You know, it was beautiful weather, but you couldn't really see it.
Yeah. Is it avoiding the ranch, Gene? Or you got it out there, too?
No, it settles in. These coulees and canyons really draw the haze in, but...
Yeah, kind of no fun, isn't it? But I guess it could be worse. The fires could be here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and McKenzie County is green and beautiful, which in July it's not always the norm. It's really helped with the fire issue that we had earlier.
So. Yeah, now you had a little... You were dry for a while.
Yeah, we had some wildfire stuff going on early, and so we like this. This is much better. They can keep their fires in Canada.
But your moisture is back on track now?
I would say so. Yeah, I think we're booking on a good year here.
Good. All right. So a little bit of an update on things that are going on, and I want to talk a little bit about housing with you, Mr. Mayor, and then, Gene, I want to hear more about these tours. I love the fact these tours are coming here. We encourage folks all the time to come check this out, see it for yourself. But it's great to hear there's some tours going on, too. And if you have any questions for either of these guys, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind Today, live from the Watford City School. We've got a great update from Steve Holman on the schools, and that ties very nicely with the housing, as evidenced by what's going up around the current high school. But give us a little update on the housing. You've long been concerned that you wanted more single-family housing, townhome-type housing, and switching that mix over from multifamily. How's it coming?
That's right, Scott. Superintendent Holland provided a great segue to this conversation because I'm asked constantly, why are we still building? But
Why are we still building? What do you mean?
Why are we still building anything with $50 oil? I mean, people are not necessarily from here, but people outside are saying, why is there still so much building going on when when the oil is $55.
Is that a product of the old way of the, in other words, 80s, the price goes down and things dry up and people just think that...
I think it's human nature. I tell you what, it's either the switch is on or off. But at $100 oil, everybody's invincible, and at $55 oil, the sky is falling. And that, so you just have to try to look long-term like Superintendent Holen and the school board are, and looking at the steady growth of students, looking at they still had increases, they still had new students in the spring, and the reason for this is the production jobs come online as the wells are completed. And we had a lot of wells completed the last 5 years. And so there's a lot of permanent employment here that we didn't have before.
Is that how you answer when people ask you that question, why are we still building?
Yes, it's if anybody's seen our presentations to the legislature or to groups that visit, there's basically two curves you're looking at on a graph that overlay, and one is the drilling side of things is higher on the front end, then it tapers, so that the people in the drilling industry tapers off as time goes on. But the people on the production side that have the 50-year jobs that work for Hess, that work for Continental, that work for Conoco, those people, those jobs increase over time. And so where they converged in the middle is where we're trying to shoot for the housing units. And we're seeing that curve continue rising with the long-term production jobs. And those people generally are going to live in a house, whereas the people on the front end with the pipelining and the drilling, they'll live in the man camps. They'll have their own RV. They might even live in an apartment for a short time. It's more of a temporary type job. But we're still forging ahead into that long-term production-type employment situation here. And so that's what the school has to be ready for. Those kids come, and they stay.
Have you seen a change in the request for permits? What kind of activity are you seeing at City Hall?
Yes, we see a lot less apartment permits, but we still see some, which is a surprise to some folks, but there's still more apartments needed. But the single family is where more of a focus is becoming this summer. It's very good to see. And part of it is that it's not quite so lucrative to be building new apartments when the rents aren't such a sure thing at $3,000 a month. We had a hard time convincing developers to get into the single family phases of their development plans when there was a rush to put those apartments in to take up that transient population. You can't possibly have enough hotels for all the folks that were working in McKenzie County the last 5 years, and so there were workers living in apartments, workers living in the RV parks that were, you know, there might be three to a unit, and companies are paying them a daily allowance as if they were in hotel rooms, but there aren't possibly that many hotel rooms in the area. Now, on the other hand, the hotel construction is not such a race as it was before either. When you start to level off and see a little bit of dropping below 100% occupancy, that slows that down a little bit. Because if you can believe it, we were running near 100% occupancy for quite a few years around here in the hotels, and that's unheard of. But we're not there today. We're nowhere near what some of the surrounding cities are seeing, you know, where they're in the 50 or 60%, you know, but we've dropped off that 100% perch. So it's a focus on townhome, single family, and duplex type construction right now, but it's a hard nut to crack when they're paying for all the infrastructure themselves. So it's slow and steady. Never goes fast enough. But
same thing on the commercial side. You're still seeing lots of activity there?
Lots of interest, but again, very high infrastructure and land costs, and they're looking for rooftops, you know. So you got the Opadan group that came in early and built Cashwise and all the retail around that, and that was pretty visionary, actually, when you think about it. The rooftops were not here yet, but they came in, assessed the market in Western North Dakota, and decided there was a need already for the number of people that were here, and they were right. They hit it head on. You know, they blew their projections the first few years. They were so high compared to what they thought they would have. You know, so I mean, the retail industry around here is very robust because there's still not enough providers of the retail services. We're in desperate need for a basic goods type Walmart, Target, Shopko type situation here in Watford City, and those projects are hard to bring online. They need a lot of space, a lot of infrastructure requirements.
You know, that way of thinking. The way of thinking where we started this conversation to say, you know, why are we still building when oil's at $50 can be a bit dangerous, you know, and getting that sort of, negativity. But it doesn't sound like it's affecting things here. It's not winning the day. Gene, what do you say when somebody says, why are we still building when oil's at $50?
Well, I think you got to take a little more of a global approach to it, too. You know, I just came back from the eastern part of the state, the Fargo area, and looking at Bismarck. This thing is happening across the state. It's not just happening here. So if Watford City and McKenzie County want to be a player at that level, we can't get caught behind on this housing curve. And I have friends that are trying to buy a home in Fargo right now, and I did not realize what's going on there. I mean, there's just a huge shortage of housing across the state. We've watched this go on in rural communities across the state for 10 or 15 years, the lack of housing. It's not been something that just came from the boom. Brent and I were working on this 10 years ago. So Steve said a mouthful when he said, we've got this, you know, true visionaries will look at this as a time to get our act together and get moving on this thing, because we've always been looking at a 20, 25-year plan out there. And it looks like that's working for us. So I don't think we have any hesitancy about this at all. And then you have to let the market kind of take care of itself, too. You know, you can't fix everything. So what the city does is tries to make it as, you know, as friendly as they possibly can for builders and lay out a good plan for the community, and that seems to be well-received.
I was chatting with Steve McNally from Hess at a conference for the royalty owners in Minot a while back, and you know, was asking, are you, you know, any of the wells that are drilled, are you waiting to complete them? And he said, you know, we have a machine, and the machine does what it does regardless of price. That we take the long view, you know, and I think there's more and more of that kind of way of thinking. I mean, there's some that obviously are managing cash flows and trying to keep tabs on what's happening and waiting for this thing to come back, but that's what's different this time, isn't it, Brent?
That's right. The companies are in it for the long haul. They're looking at the resource that's underground, that's proven. You hear Kathleen Messett speak about it, that they know where it's at. The resource is there. It's not exploration. It's mining it out of the ground. They know it's there. So there's a little bit of let's keep some inventory in the ground. But for the most part, they need to cash flow. They need to keep their businesses moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that most people should take comfort in is just the sheer amount of investment that has been put in, you know, to date. It suggests this is, you know, price is going to come up, price is going to come down, but there's going to be drilling activity, especially in McKenzie County.
Absolutely, and it is really interesting to talk to the people in mid-management about what they're doing out there to reduce costs, how their efficiencies are increased. And we're hearing it all the time.
Amazing.
But when you're living in the middle of it, you know, you can see it's happening on a daily basis, and there's some energy and the ingenuity that comes with that. And so the things that are happening every day in the well field to reduce the costs, and the, you know, they're getting a target price of where this oil is, it actually feels almost more comfortable for me than, you know, an explosion of growth and an explosion of prices. And you know, I think it's easier for us to plan, but we certainly are not, we're not seeing the exodus that everybody's predicting here. And I don't know. Nobody knows where that's going, but it's onward for us.
And I understand a lot of people from all across the state and the upper Midwest want to see it. They're coming here on actual tours, right?
You know, it's been really interesting. We've opened our doors. You know, we've been kind of the pilot community for so many things in this community from the day one, from water to daycare to, you know, temporary housing and essential housing type things. So what we're finding out is that now that people are actually wanting to come out and see what this is all about. I think, you know, there's a flood of almost a panic about what was happening in the oil field. And, you know, we had to deal with all of these kind of panicky issues. So now we're telling people, come out and have a look at it. And I actually take the tours myself and explain what it's been like to have 5 or 7 years of this thing. And what I'm finding out is people are fascinated by it. First of all, they are struggling to understand the industry from a layman's point of view. There's so much high-tech stuff out there that sometimes you go back to the basic and say, this is what it means if you're a landowner. This is what it means if you have a pipeline coming across your place. This is what it means if you have royalties. This is we show them a wall that the Department of Mineral Services helped us with of all the producing zones in McKenzie County. Most people don't understand that we've been taking oil out of this ground since 1952, and that there's many of those things that the Bakken is what we talk about today, but all those other pay zones, they don't know about that. They also like to look at the rock and just envision what it's like with the technologies to take oil from that solid rock. And so it's a fascinating tour for them, and we really enjoy showing people around.
Want to hear a little bit more about that after a break here. We're chatting with Mayor Brent Sanford, Gene Peter as well. We're in Watford City today, live from the Watford City High School on What's On Your Mind. More after a short timeout. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up on the 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and two cookies. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, $2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20-packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, $2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, $3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Tom, who farms by Verona, wants to tell us why too much government is not good.
President Ronald Reagan said the 9 most terrifying words were, "I'm here from the government and I'm here to help." Do you think our government has been too helpful, too powerful? According to a recent Rasmussen poll, 62% of respondents say yes, our government has become too powerful. This is becoming evident by the increasing number of regulations being put forth on many fronts. Energy, agriculture, and healthcare are just a few of those areas where regulations have given the government more power, resulting in less personal freedom. If those same 62% use their energy and resources to turn back the regulation tide, Americans would once again enjoy the personal freedom our founding fathers envisioned.
Thanks, Tom. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at NDFB.org. That's NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. And every Tuesday, they bring you what's on your mind. We appreciate that very much. 10 before the top of the hour. Also brought to you today by our friends at MBI Energy Services. In fact, Energy Matters later today, which is heard on two of the four stations that you're listening to What's on Your Mind on, 550 KFIRE and 1460 KLTC. We'll be coming to you from MBI Energy Services. Looking forward to that. And they have a couple of openings right now. It is on our Best Places to Work tour. Diesel Mechanic opening in Ross, North Dakota, just posted an hour ago, as a matter of fact, and also looking for a winch truck operator in Kildare. So if you're interested in either one of those, mbienergyservices.com, mbienergyservices.com, or check out their Facebook page as well. We're chatting with Watford City Mayor Brent Stafford and McKenzie County Economic Development Director Gene Veeder today on the program. We were talking before the break about the tours. So how do folks get on? It's so cool. I mean, this is like you know, you don't need to go to Washington D.C. and see the Smithsonian, right? You can hop on a tour bus and come see the American Energy Renaissance happen right here. I said earlier, I mean, you know, people think the iPhone's kind of cool, right? Well, going to where the you have to go to China to see where that's put together. Here you come and see another great technology. It's oil and gas development. It's in North Dakota. So I love the idea that people want to see this up firsthand and check out this American Energy Renaissance. How do they go on one of these tours, Gene?
Well, you know, it's our tourism bureau has started helping. You know, we've kind of been starting this experimentally over the last couple of years, but the idea was that we have to tell our story. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that Brent and I and Steve spent so much time with you is that there's a story to be told here and people are interested in it. So they do call. And generally what they start with, though, Scott, is they almost exclusively want to tour a rig. But when I talk to them, I say, you know, I don't know that you want to tour a rig as much as you think you do. I mean, I've done a million of them. It's very interesting. But what really is interesting is if you have somebody who can talk to you about what's happening there. So we kind of divert their attention from the rig tour to the tour of life in the Bakken in a community like this. Generally speaking, it's an older clientele that goes on tours like this. They've already done the farm tours, they've done the feedlot tours, they've done those kind of things. They're very pro-energy. They love what's happening here. Generally speaking, it's an audience that just can't get enough of it. And so maybe they have a son or daughter working here, maybe they have a nephew working here, but almost all have some connection here. And so they come here just ready to be talked to. So, you know, we worked a couple of years ago, we put together a room in our visitor center that really, it has a mock-up of exactly what a rig looks like. It has this this core library thing. So we stand in the room, we just start talking. And it generally, that is the most fascinating, fun time that you can imagine. Because a lot of these people are in their 60s or 70s, pretty knowledgeable. You know, they grew up with a water well, so they understand basically how that works. They have some knowledge of basic pumps. They have, and so, and they just seem to be so positive about what's happening in our state. So we just thought, why not, you know, you can show people all kinds of things, but why not talk to them about real American ingenuity and people going to work and how communities respond to that? Because a lot of them have been on city councils. A lot of them have been in county governments. So we just kind of started opening our doors to that, and probably more than what it takes, in my case, sometimes takes 3 or 4 hours a day to do. But unless you really can anticipate what the questions are, you just can wind up going out looking at a drilling rig, and it's a bunch of equipment. It's interesting, but you got to get to the depths of what's really happening, and people are fascinated by it. So we've had a lot of fun with it. Probably open the barn doors more than what we can even handle a little bit. But
well, you're used to that. Pace around
so here, that bring it on. Yeah, bring it on.
This is another day in Watford City, isn't it, Mayor?
That's right.
Yeah. Whatever comes, we'll handle it.
And no pun intended, but the county fair is this week, too. So
I've
got
that?
A long-term employee that's on the fair board that said, when you're talking to Scott, you be sure to plug the fair Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So come on out.
You just did.
There we go.
Yeah, so it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's right.
All right. What's the best part of the fair?
Demolition Derby.
Oh, that is fun, isn't it?
Unless you're a rodeo guy, and then it's a rodeo.
Yeah.
Or if you're a 4-H kid, then selling your animals at the sale on Friday. So
and if you like hamburgers, then
everybody.
It's the
Thank
hamburger
you.
Booth.
If you're a little
Gene
kid.
Gene nailed it. It was food for me. You know, find that hamburger stand.
Yeah. If you're a little kid, there's a carnival. So there's something for everybody.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. And I know Juventours is doing Bakken Tours. There may be others as well.
Yeah, there's a number of them that have picked up on it. And
So find one and get on out here.
Contact our tourism bureau at 444-5804, and they'll help you set that up.
444-5804.
Yes.
All right, very good.
Doug Balkan.
Sounds great. Gentlemen, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Learned a lot, as we always do. And Energy Matters later today from MBI Energy Services. Tomorrow at the state capitol, we're doing a property tax talk radio town hall with Governor Jack Dalrymple and Senator Dwight Cook. So we'll take your questions on property taxes and valuations for tomorrow's program. God bless you. Bye-bye.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.